We're deep into tax season, and the IRS requires you to file your federal return 1 month from today, April 15th. Many states also have a deadline of April 15th. We're going to check in now with personal finance expert Jill Schlesinger to answer some tax questions. Jill is a CBS News business analyst and the host of Jill on Money. Jill, it's worth noting that 2021 looks to be a return to normal for the most part. Federal taxes are going to be due on April 15th, as we said. No extension unless you file for one, so it's back to the old rules. But there are new circumstances because of the pandemic. Many people last year moved to another state because they could work virtually, and some people moved out of state to be with family. Does the government need to know for tax purposes that you weren't working in your usual state?
This concept of jurisdiction is one of the big questions I've been getting on my podcast and the radio show for the past 3-6 months. So I spoke to a bunch of folks at the American Institute of CPAs, and they do recommend that you do a little work on this. Compile the number of days you worked in various states or cities, any jurisdiction that you worked in remotely during 2020. Then you're going to check each state's rules about other jurisdictions to see if you need to make any adjustments. Right now, the deadline is April 15th. Don't wait. Get a jump on it.
So one other question about working from home. If you bought some furniture, if you use more electricity because you're working from home and you're online more often than you would have been otherwise, is that deductible?
It depends. If you are an employee, meaning you're somebody that gets a W-2, you don't get to deduct any business expenses anymore. Now, if you're self-employed, you're a gig worker, then of course that home office deduction is still available. For everyone else, I'm sorry that you paid for a nice chair or a stand-up desk, but you're going to have to swallow that one.
And how about people who lost their jobs and are receiving unemployment benefits, including increased benefits? Do they face a higher tax burden because of that? Because you have to pay taxes on unemployment.
Well, the IRS has always said unemployment benefits are taxable. However, the government is now saying if you made less than $150,000 last year and you received unemployment, any unemployment benefits up to $10,200, you're not going to pay tax on it. That's a huge change, though. Unemployment benefits, a big change, but for only 2020.
The IRS is managing all these rules, the returns, and the distribution of stimulus checks from the relief bill at the same time. But does it mean for us that things might be slower in terms of possibly getting a refund or getting an answer if we have to call the IRS?
I would never call the IRS. I would go to the website. They have a fantastic website, irs.gov. It's searchable. There's a ton of information on there, so don't call. I do think that this is going to take you following up on any outstanding issues because it's going to be very hard to rely on the IRS to get back to you.
So how do you follow up if you have not received your stimulus payment yet? Some people have, some people haven't. If you haven't, what do you do?
Well, if you didn't get your first or your second stimulus payments, then what you are going to do is when you file your taxes for 2020, you're going to claim what's called the recovery rebate credit. Now, why is this so important? Because the conditions of your family size and your income could have changed, things could be different, but you must file with your returns that recovery rebate credit to get anything you thought you were due in those first two stimulus payments.
I'm so glad you have the answers. Jill Schlesinger is CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thank you.
Great to be with you.